I'm happy now to welcome Joe Arellano. He is a general contractor and landscaper, and he's running for city council in District 2. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you for having me.
So why did you decide to run for city council?
Well, there's a lot of things that need to be addressed in our city, and I want to be part of that. I want to get into city council and hopefully... bring a city council that's united so that we can address the concerns of the citizens. And those are many. But what
are some of the main ones in your view?
Well, I think that we need to help our small business. We need to support our local businesses here in Santa Fe. The city of Santa Fe doles out contracts on a regular basis, and we see a lot of those contracts getting issued out to companies from out of state or from out of our city, and we need to keep some of that money here locally. And so I think that we need to help our small business owners understand what it takes to qualify for some of those contracts, whether it's getting bonded, and not just help them understand, but help them qualify for those contracts so that we keep that money locally, and that's going to help strengthen our economy, give more jobs to our people locally, and that's going to definitely strengthen our economy. And in 18, 20 years from now, you know, we welcome Walmart and Costco and all these big box stores. That's great. People want them and they need them, but we need to continue to grow our small businesses here. Give you a great example. Positive Energy is a solar group, and they started at the Santa Fe Business Incubator here, and they're growing now, and they're doing statewide contracts and things like that. That type of stuff is encouraging, and we need to help grow other small businesses here and encourage green businesses to come here and to start here.
Do you think there should be businesses in residential neighborhoods?
No, not necessarily. I think that
coffee shops, restaurants.
I think that there's a place for everything, and that's going to depend on the neighborhood association. Obviously, if we look at places like Aldea or Rancho Viejo, they have little areas. But in actual neighborhoods, I think that people need their privacy, and they need to live in a place unless it's a neighborhood that is welcoming to that. But it seems like a lot of neighborhoods in Santa Fe want to kind of stay just as a neighborhood and not to get too commercial with that, because there are plenty of places right down the road that you can go and shop.
What do you think are the infrastructure needs of Santa Fe? What do you think are the next big projects that the city should do?
Well, I think we really need to look at marketing Santa Fe in a better way, and we need to utilize our convention center to do so. That is something that we need to. We know that tourism is a great revenue generator for Santa Fe, and we need to market Santa Fe. So that's going to cost some more money, and I'd like to get in the city council and see where we're going with that right now. It seems as a lot of the downtown merchants and other people are not really happy with how that's going, and I think that we can encourage. We know people want to come here, but we need to get people to come back here for a second and a third visit, and we need to get those people who haven't come here to come here. We need to bring more conventions here, more outside conventions, rather than just utilizing it locally. One of the things that I think that I would like to see happen is or to pursue and investigate to see if it's going to be feasible for Santa Fe is a city-owned electric. That is a big undertaking, but we need to take a look and see if that's feasible. That would help us out in many different ways. Number one, we know that PNM is in control of that right now, and our energy, that electric comes from the Four Corners area, and right now they're utilizing billions of gallons of water from the San Juan Basin to move those coal coal machines there so that we can get our energy here, and that gives a lot of pollution off to the Four Corners area. So in on occasion, depending on which way the wind blows, we're gonna get some of that down here. So right now it's polluting our world, and we need to look at help stopping that, and with the climate change and global warming, etc. But we know that we lose about 30% of energy on the transmission from point A to point B. And so utilizing billions of gallons of water from the San Juan Basin, which supplies our state and helps supply our city. So it would also help us keep a lot of money here locally and give us clean energy.
If you had a municipal utility, how would it be powered?
Solar and wind powered. That's what we'd be looking at, clean energy here in Santa Fe. No more coal.
No more coal. We're talking to Joe Arellano. What do you think should be the city's role in water conservation, in dealing with the Santa Fe River, water issues in general?
Water issues in Santa Fe. We like to tell people that right now, because of the Buckman Diversion Project and because Santa Fe owns their own water rights right now, rather than PNM or someone else owning us, owning our water company, that we have been able to get Santa Fe situated. The city council has here in the recent past and for some years now been able to purchase water rights, etc. And the only way they were able to do that was through purchasing the water company and having it city owned. So right now, City of Santa Fe is looking pretty good in the way of our water rights. And when I heard Peter Wirth say that Santa Fe is in a better situated at this point in time than most of the other municipalities in the state of New Mexico, and that's pretty encouraging. That we also here in Santa Fe can serve very well, but we look at approximately 60 gallons per person per day. Now that does not include businesses, but we're talking about residential areas, and if we're looking about 60 gallons per person per day, if we could just conserve two more gallons, even though we are a great community to conserve, that would give us another savings of 65 million gallons a year just by with the population that we have here in Santa Fe now. And also looking at rain catchment off of the rooftops, and we need to encourage that for government buildings and businesses. We really need to push that, because I know in my household, just off of one rainstorm, is 700 plus gallons per storm that I gather off of my rooftop.
You collect water?
Yes, and then I put that back into my landscape. So that type of thing we need to encourage is to even be more conservative with our water, with our precious resource. Although we're doing a great job now, we need to continue to look at that, and we need to look at rain catchment systems. I know a lot of people talking about cisterns, and those are very expensive, but for right now, rain barrels do a good job, and we need to start somewhere. And if it's hard to give rebates, we're always looking at what the city of Santa Fe can do with their money and how expensive it's going to be. But to start with, we can definitely help with the rain barrels and really encourage businesses and residential areas to do some water catchment and conserve a couple more gallons per person per day. Doesn't seem like a lot, but it is.
We've got just about 30 seconds left. What do you want to say to the citizens of District 2?
Vote for Joe H. Arellano on March 4th. I need your support. If you want your voice to be heard and you want me to help address the concerns of the citizens, and I mean go in there and help that, then vote for Joe H. Arellano first on the ballot.
Joe Arellano is a general contractor and landscaper. He's running for city council in District 2. Thanks for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you again.